We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Thursday, November 6, 2025. With uncertainty on SNAP benefits continuing as Thanksgiving approaches, the United Way of Champaign County announced yesterday they've raised over $24,000 in donations for their $20,000 to Feed 20,000 drive, aimed at supporting food bank resources just 2 days after the fundraiser was announced. The initial goal was to use $20,000 in funds obtained from its annual Farmers Feeding Families harvest, which sells locally grown produce and turns the funds over to the local food banks, and match that figure in donations to represent the nearly 20,000 Champaign County residents who rely on SNAP benefits to get the food they need. Every dollar raised as part of the drive goes towards benefiting Eastern Illinois Food Bank, Feeding Our Kids, the Tiger Market at Urbana High School, the Centennial High School Pantry, and the Community Service Center of Northern Champaign County. Looking towards other recent events, over Halloween weekend, WPGU News correspondent Gabby Osho had the pleasure of interviewing Hannah Juanita, a rising country artist that has carved a name for herself by blending the heartfelt storytelling of classic country with the vibrant spirit of 90s influence.
So I had always kind of been what I call like a fireside singer, like just kind of sitting around the fire with friends and, you know, singing songs and swapping songs. And then I decided to, you know, start a band and, you know, really pursue music. And with, you know, like all the changes in the growth in social media, it makes it a lot easier, you know, for everyone to put themselves out there.
Her musical journey began humbly, stepping into open mic nights and forming a band, where she honed her craft alongside other local Tennessee musicians. A dedicated songwriter, she draws inspiration from both real life experiences and imagined stories, often writing lyrics and melodies together while finding peace and creativity in nature. Among her favorite songs to perform are Our Love Is Done, a sassy breakup anthem, and Tennessee Songbird, a soft, soulful title track, while Billy Joel Shaver's Georgia on a Fast Train never fails to energize her live shows. Looking ahead, she remains optimistic about the future of country music, noting a resurgence of authenticity through new artists like Braxton Keith, who blends tradition with modern flair. As she continues her tour after her performance at the Rose Bowl Tavern Tuesday, this Tennessee Songbird will stay true to her roots, sharing honest stories, timeless melodies, and a love for country music that only grows stronger with time. Moving on now to all you movie lovers, the CU International Film Festival will take place at the Spurlock Museum of World Culture Saturday night. Doors for the event will open at 6:30 p.m. to begin handing out tickets. All tickets for the event are free, but handed out on a first-come, first-served basis, meaning once they're gone, they ain't coming back. The screening will take place an hour later at 7:30 and will feature short films from around the world, as well as a red carpet gala and award presentations. For more information about the film festival or past events, please visit cuiff.org. For those of you looking for something a bit sooner, have I got a question for you. Feeling claustrophobic from all that holiday stress? We'll take this opportunity to take a pause. The Scratching Post is hosting a guided meditation surrounded by more than 20 adoptable cats tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Guests are invited to bring a yoga mat or settle into one of the cafe's rugs. The meditation runs for about an hour, but the cafe will remain open for socializing until 10 p.m. Tickets are $20 and only available to adults 18 and older. Check out scratchingpostcu.com for more information and more positive vibes. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Adam Edwards, Gabby Osho, Gavin Westlake, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.